Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Global Payments Playbook, How to Accept, Process, and Grow Anywhere in the World by FC Bonke is a business and fintech guide focused on the operational realities of accepting payments across borders. Rather than treating payments as a narrow checkout feature, the book frames them as a strategic infrastructure problem involving processing networks, currency settlement, local payment preferences, fraud risk, and regulatory compliance. The available public description presents Bonke as a fintech practitioner with experience at companies such as PayPal and Revolut, which helps position the book as a practical field guide rather than a purely theoretical overview. Its purpose is to help business leaders, product teams, finance operators, and fintech professionals understand why international payment acceptance can determine whether a company can grow beyond its home market. The book is especially concerned with reducing checkout friction, avoiding preventable payment failures, and building confidence in global payment operations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, global payment acceptance as a growth infrastructure decision. A central idea of the book is that accepting payments internationally is not simply a matter of adding more card logos to a checkout page. It is an infrastructure decision that affects customer acquisition, revenue conversion, operational risk, and market expansion. In a domestic market, a business may rely on familiar processors, banking rails, and customer habits. Once it sells across borders, those assumptions become less reliable. Customers may expect different payment methods, banks may decline unfamiliar transactions, and settlement may occur in currencies that create accounting and treasury complexity. The book presents global payment capability as a requirement for companies that want to grow outside a single region, because a failed or confusing payment experience can erase demand at the final step of purchase. This emphasis is practical. International marketing or product localization has limited value if the business cannot receive funds reliably. The key implication is that payments should be planned early in expansion strategy, alongside pricing, tax, compliance, and customer support. Treating payments as core infrastructure helps companies evaluate providers, payment methods, and operational workflows according to revenue impact rather than convenience alone. Secondly, checkout friction and the hidden cost of failed transactions. The book gives particular weight to the problem of losing customers at checkout, a theme that distinguishes it from broader international business guides. Checkout friction can arise from many sources: unsupported local payment methods, unclear currency display, poor mobile experience, excessive authentication steps, or issuing banks declining cross-border transactions. Each of these issues can look small in isolation, but together, they create a measurable barrier between customer intent and completed revenue. The reasoning behind this focus is straightforward. A customer who reaches checkout has already moved through awareness, consideration, and purchase intent. If payment fails at that point, the business loses not only a sale, but also the cost of acquiring that customer. The book encourages readers to view payment performance as part of conversion optimization rather than as a back-office concern. For global businesses, this means monitoring acceptance rates, understanding regional preferences, and designing checkout flows that feel familiar to local buyers. The practical lesson is that payment design should be tested and managed with the same seriousness as product pages, pricing, and advertising funnels. Thirdly, currency settlement and the operational burden behind international revenue. Another important topic is currency settlement, which is often underestimated by companies entering foreign markets. Selling in multiple currencies can improve the customer experience because buyers understand prices more easily and may trust a localized checkout more than a foreign currency charge. Yet this creates operational questions about exchange rates, settlement timing, reconciliation fees, and exposure to currency movement. The book positions these issues as part of the real cost of global payment acceptance. A business may appear to increase sales by opening new markets, but poor currency handling can reduce margins, complicate accounting, or make revenue forecasting less reliable. The reasoning is especially relevant for companies with thin margins or high transaction volume, where small foreign exchange costs accumulate quickly. Settlement also affects cash flow because funds may arrive through different processors, banks, and currencies on different schedules. By foregrounding currency management, the book reminds readers that global growth is not only a sales problem. It requires coordination among finance, product, risk, and operations so that revenue collected internationally can be accurately recorded, converted, and used. Fourthly, regulatory compliance as a condition of scalable payment operations. The book also addresses regulatory compliance as a practical constraint on global payment expansion. Cross-border payments involve rules that vary by jurisdiction, including know your customer expectations, anti-money laundering controls, data protection requirements, sanction screening, consumer protection obligations, and payment licensing considerations. the publicly available description does not identify a single detailed legal framework, but it clearly places compliance alongside processing and settlement as a core challenge. This matters because a payment setup that works in one country may not be acceptable or sustainable in another. Companies that treat compliance as an afterthought may face account restrictions, delayed settlements, forced provider changes, or reputational risk. The book appears to encourage a more disciplined view. Payment systems should be designed with regulatory complexity in mind from the start, not patched only after a market launch. This is especially important for fintechs, marketplaces, subscription businesses, and companies handling high volumes of customer payments. The practical value lies in reminding readers that scalable payment acceptance depends on both technical connectivity and permission to operate within local rules. Lastly, practitioner perspective from fintech rather than abstract payment theory. One of the book's notable positioning points is its practitioner orientation. FC Bonke is presented as having experience in major fintech environments, including PayPal and Revolut, which suggests a perspective shaped by real payment operations rather than academic theory alone. This matters because the global payments field is full of terminology that can obscure practical choices. Businesses must decide which processors to use, which countries to prioritize, how to balance local payment methods with operational simplicity, and when to manage complexity internally versus through partners. A practitioner approach can help readers connect these decisions to concrete business outcomes, such as approval rates, checkout completion, compliance readiness, settlement efficiency, and customer trust. Its value is more likely in helping commercial and operational leaders ask better questions before entering new markets by translating global payments into business consequences. It can serve as a bridge between executive strategy and the payment details that often determine whether international expansion actually works. In conclusion, the Global Payments Playbook is best suited for founders, executives, product managers, finance leaders, e-commerce operators, and fintech professionals who need a practical understanding of how international payment acceptance affects growth. Readers looking for a highly technical engineering manual or a country-by-country legal reference may need more specialized resources, but the book appears useful for clarifying the business decisions that sit between strategy and implementation. Its practical benefit is the way it connects checkout performance, payment processing, settlement, and compliance into one operating picture. Intellectually, it encourages readers to see payments not as a final administrative step, but as a system that shapes market access, customer trust, and revenue realization. Compared with many general books on international expansion, it stands out by concentrating on the payment layer, where many growth plans fail quietly through declines, unsupported methods, poor currency handling, or compliance gaps. Compared with narrow fintech texts, it appears more accessible to business readers who need actionable orientation rather than deep protocol detail. Its differentiating value is this middle ground, a practitioner-framed guide to the decisions companies must make before they can accept, process, and grow across borders with fewer avoidable failures. If you would like to support FC Bonke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.